This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Georgie. Whether it's Cinderella, David and Goliath, or the Rocky movies, we all love an underdog story. The underdog in a situation is the person who seems least likely to win. Nevertheless, with some luck and plenty of hard work, the underdog sometimes ends up the winner.
Sport is full of underdog stories. Minor teams and sports people who play with courage and end up beating the superstars and multi-million pound clubs. But if you were given a choice between your team being the favourite to win or being the underdog, it's pretty obvious you'd want to be the favourite, right?
Well, yes, being the favourite gives a team confidence. But maybe the fact that no one expects the underdog to win is actually an advantage which could help them to a surprise victory. In this programme, we'll be hearing about an underdog football club doing just that. And as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary too.
Great. But first, I have a question for you, Georgie. One of the biggest underdog stories in sports history happened in the 2015-16 English football season, when a little-known club beat top clubs like Manchester City and Liverpool, overcoming odds of 5,000-1 to win the Premier League. But which club was it? A. Charlton Athletic. B. Leicester City, or C, Crystal Palace?
I'll guess it was Crystal Palace.
OK, Georgie, I'll reveal the correct answer at the end of the programme. The English Football Premier League is a good place to find underdogs. Each season, the three best clubs in the second league are promoted up, while the three weakest Premier League clubs are relegated down. One club that knows all about relegation is Luton Town FC.
In 2009, Luton Town were relegated entirely from the English League. Slowly their fortunes improved, however, and they've now become the first English team to progress from non-league to the Premier League. Here's Luton fan Alex talking about his team's chances to BBC radio programme Mental Muscle.
But some of these elite Premier League clubs will look down their nose at us and just think we shouldn't be there, and we are there on merit and we just got to prove it this season. So we are the underdog, certainly financially, but on the pitch, I don't think we will be.
Alex thinks some of the rich Premier League clubs look down their noses at Luton. If you look down your nose at someone, you think you're better than them. But underdogs Luton have done better than expected, even beating some of the big clubs like Newcastle United.
The question is how? Is there something about being the underdog that improves a team's chances of winning? To answer that, sports psychologist Gillian Cook spoke to BBC radio programme Mental Muscle.
So you can find that when the newly promoted team comes up, they've got high confidence because they've just come from a season of winning. So they've got the belief that they can do it. But on the flip side, It's just as important to look at the top dogs' performance, who everyone expects them to win. They're playing the newly promoted teams. We might think of Man City, who might be about to come up against Luton Town. So what we can see from that is what in psychology literature is known as choking, and that's when pressure gets to an individual or a team and they underperform.
Clubs newly promoted to the Premier League are used to winning and start the season confidently. On the flip side, they have to play much stronger teams than before. The phrase on the flip side is used to show the opposite, less positive side of something.
Of course, it's not just the underdog playing. There are also top dogs, the most successful or powerful person or team. No one expects underdogs to win, and this gives them freedom to relax and play naturally. Top dogs, on the other hand, experience a lot of expectation, and this sometimes leads to choking, a sports term which describes the failure of a player to perform their best because of psychological pressure or social expectation.
Choking causes teams and players to underperform, to perform worse than expected. It's also true that neutral fans, people watching a match when their team isn't playing, tend to support the underdog as well. In football, it's tough at the top.
I think it's time to reveal the answer to your question, Neil. You asked me about the famous Premier League winning underdogs of the 2015-16 football season, and I guessed it was Crystal Palace.
Which was the wrong answer, I'm afraid, Georgie. In fact, it was Leicester City, nicknamed the Foxes, who became the unexpected champions of the Premier League. OK, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme about the underdog. The person in a competition or situation who seems least likely to win.
If you look down your nose at someone, you think you are superior to them.
The phrase on the flip side is used to show the opposite, less positive or less popular side of something.
The top dog is an informal way of saying the most successful or powerful person in a group.
In sports, choking happens when a player or team fail to perform their best because of psychological pressure or social expectation.
And finally, the verb to underperform means to perform worse than expected. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Remember to join us again next time for more topical discussion and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye for now.
Bye.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.